The Guardian.
I'm here on the Birmingham to Worcester Canal on a very unusual canal boat. With me is Rex Harris from Birmingham University. Rex, this boat is very quiet. Can you tell us why?
Well, we've got rid of the old diesel engine with all the pollution and noise associated with that, and we've replaced it with a neodymium iron boron magnet electric motor, and that's really what you can hear buzzing in the background. It runs on hydrogen, and so we have, it's essentially a hybrid craft, so we have a battery stack, a lead-acid battery stack, and then a fuel cell, a so-called PEM fuel cell, proton exchange membrane. The noise, by the way, is a train going by. And that's run on, which we think is a unique feature of this boat, a metal hydride hydrogen store.
Because people have talked about hydrogen as a way of fueling cars and maybe aircraft before, but one of the problems is that they don't like the idea of large amounts of flammable hydrogen kicking about. You don't have that on this boat, do you?
Well, we have hydrogen, of course, and it is flammable when it comes out of the store. But what we don't have are high-pressure cylinders, which I think cause people a lot of worry. So the metal hydride store we have is equivalent to about five high-pressure cylinders at, say, 200 bar. And we are operating at about 10 bar pressure. So it's a much lower pressure system. And essentially, the metal hydride is self-regulating, so that if we had a leak and the hydrogen came out quickly, the metal hydride itself cools down very rapidly and essentially freezes out and stops the hydrogen coming out of the system. Mm. So it's self-correcting in a way.
It sounds very high-tech, but as I understand it, basically what you've got is a metal powder that you combine the hydrogen with.
That's right.
And so you're almost transporting the hydrogen as a solid.
Yeah.
And then when you need it, the hydrogen can be brought out of that solid and put into the fuel cell.
It's neat, really, isn't it? Yeah. We think this is the largest application of a metal hydride store possibly in the world, and certainly in Europe and the UK. So I think this is the technology which we are assessing now to see how well it performs. You know, how many times can we charge and discharge? The lifetime really will be absolutely essential to the viability of this as a means of storage.
Now, I've written a lot about global warming, but I've never written about the perils of canal boat travel and global warming.
I'm a keen canal boat man, as you probably gather, and for many years we've been hiring canal craft to go out for holidays. And when you're in a lock or in a confined space, the amount of diesel fumes you get from a conventional craft is quite horrific, really. And, of course, the only emission from this boat now is water. So it is much cleaner from a local pollution point of view. But, of course, I mean, it's only a little speck as far as global warming is concerned. But we think, actually, that what we'll learn from this boat will be scalable, so that we can look at much bigger craft and the application of hydrogen fuel cells to those sorts of craft, as opposed to this relatively small craft we're in now. Albeit, this is 12 tons we're moving with a 10 kilowatt motor, so it's not bad from an efficiency point of view.
And we're going quite quickly, aren't we? It doesn't really work on tape, but we are. You know, we're fairly zipping along here.
Yes,
on this little motor.
Yeah, and we can do a lot faster than this. We are confined, remember, to 4 miles an hour, so we're not breaking the law yet, but we think that maybe with some dispensations and maybe moving goods around at night and so on, we might be able to go a lot faster with specially designed craft, and there could be a real commercial potential for this sort of motivation, I think.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.